Hey, I am Luca from Venice. Your podcast has been a bit MIA.
Hello, Danny. I'm Lily and I've been listening to your podcast and I must say that I really love your work. I love the way you communicate and bring out your ideas.
Hi, I am Emily from London. It's been too quiet without you lately.
Hello, beautiful people. This is Danton Mr. Macau. Welcome to season 2. And this is May. By the time of the recording, it's the 6th of May. And I feel so out of place. My heart is literally beating at a different pace. Not that I'm feeling unwell. It's just that the fact that we have lost touch so much. I have missed getting comments from you. And as you can see, this podcast episode has begun with a lot of voices from you guys. A lot of you have been listening to me. A lot of you have been enjoying what has been happening. But look at it in this way. I have not given my honest feedback on the same. I have been away for quite a long time. And this is a new year. And this is our first episode of the season 2 of this year. I have been MIA. I have not done anything in terms of recording. I really wanted to disband this podcast. That was like what I was planning to do. I just wanted the first season to be the end of the recording. I wanted it to solidify and become the basis of this podcast so that I could create another podcast. Different topic, different approach. You know, I appreciate growth, and part of growing is identifying that you have different seasons. And I felt as a person, I am in a new season, and this new season called for different content. But then again, it's not always about me. We're a team, and that's the reason why anytime I'm coming on my introduction, I usually say, "Hello, team." Because we're a team. I am the voice of the podcast. You are the listener. It's a two-factor, you know. Had it not been for me and you being here as a team, the podcast would not be successful because I take my time to record the content and you take your time to listen to me. I love you. I appreciate your time to listen to me. I appreciate your honest feedback. Now, one thing for sure, there's been a lot of debate and question from most of my listeners. Some of you have been texting me on, or rather DMing me on my Instagram. If you've not followed me on Instagram, you should. Go and check me out on Instagram, Mr. Macau. Actually starts with underscore Mr.Macau. That's my Instagram handle. Nothing too crazy, but I'm not a numbers guy. We have like 1,000 followers. Nothing too crazy again. It's just a social presence so that we can communicate for most of my audiences who are listening to me from Canada, the United States, and other parts of the country. For the locals in Kenya, I know they've been texting me. Some of them have my official phone number, so they text me. And out of all the questions that I've been getting during this break, or rather this period, that I thought I should delete the whole idea of. I had some few episodes recorded. I was waiting to put them out. I really wanted to send them off, but as a person and as a podcast, I feel like we have grown. And every single time I felt like so obligated to produce amazing content, to put out something that will communicate to you, something that will touch your heart. And not just a mere communication and a recording of my voice. I know you love my voice. And I love your ears. I want you to listen to something that will not just touch your ears, but something that will touch your heart. When you go back and sit after listening to this podcast, it won't be about amazing. He has an amazing voice. I want it to be about, I feel like I resonate with him. He is communicating and not just speaking. So I want to communicate. And I felt like in the previous episodes, I was doing some communication. But then we have to appreciate growth. As we keep growing in audience, as we keep growing in terms of months that we are recording, the podcast is officially turning 2 years old. We should make a celebration. When I'm doing this podcast, I've been looking at the numbers. I've managed to accumulate a total of 65 plays. But that is not the issue. The question that everyone has been asking me, or the top question, is this it? Are you finally quitting the podcasting journey? Remember, this is a journey that you've been praying, wishing for, that you will do it, and possibly it could open more avenues so that you could grow an audience for more people to listen to you. So are you quitting this? Are you letting this go? Are you letting a whole 2 years of podcasting and connecting with people, let it just go because you feel like you're not good enough? Why? Because the numbers are not counting? At some point, yes, I am human. I did clarify at some point that I'm not a numbers guy. Well, I feel like that in its own is just a coping mechanism. We love numbers. You look at your bank account and it's a six figure, it's a seven figure. It makes you happy compared to perhaps if it was like two figures. It gives you a feeling that you need to work even harder to accumulate more. And the more you accumulate, you feel like that is what you really want. But what do you do once you have it? You've gotten to the top, you've worked hard, the numbers are matching up. Then what's next? So the whole idea behind my wait, behind my break, behind my I feel like I should stop working on this, is because at first I was asking myself, do you guys really listen? Or do you understand? Do I just make this podcast interesting because I communicate? Or rather, I speak eloquently and articulate my ideas right? Or do you understand? Do you feel me? Whatever I'm saying in this podcast, does it resonate with your life? Am I some very unique or different person that whatever I'm saying is just nothing? You know? Because when I look at the numbers, I mean, it's decent enough because I've not been that consistent. I'll blame that on myself. But what I was praying for is, I wish the numbers could go up a little bit. Again, comes back to the numbers theory. Well, I'm not a numbers guy, as I clarified at the beginning of the podcast episode. I am more gravitated towards the feeling. When I look at this podcast, the feeling that I get from it, what is that? And that is what mainly drove me back to record this brand new episode, to answer the question of, is this the decline of Free Ourselves podcast? It isn't. The break was just meant to help me understand, help me try to communicate and not speak in my podcasts, because I want you to understand and not listen. Sure, you have to listen for you to understand, but understanding comes with keen listening. So I'm trying to reduce the way I just talk and make it more of an informative section. When you listen to this podcast, what feeling do you get? When you listen to this podcast, how fulfilling does it make you as a person? Do you just sit down randomly and remember that I heard this from someone? Or once you're done listening or binge listening, it's like, oh, he had a good voice. Oh, he was eloquent. Oh, he could be a nice presenter. But you've not actually picked out
the points that I'm putting forth in these episodes. Now, happiness is not a destination. I hope by now you've already gotten that fact by me saying I'm not a numbers guy. Happiness is not a destination. We're looking at 65 plays and I have 8 episodes put out. Some people would look at it and feel like it's quite devastating, but to me, it's not about the numbers. The few people who get to listen to it and it helps them fulfill the resonating in terms of everything I'm saying here is based on random communication. I don't script my podcast. I don't do research. I just get inspired and I take my phone and do the recording. And that alone makes me feel like it's more of a feeling based. I take my time to sit down with my thoughts, think through them, and decide I want my listeners to feel in this way. I feel the same way. And if there is someone out there who's a proud listener of Free Ourselves, wishing to have freedom, will also resonate with the same. And that's why I take my time to sit down with my thoughts and let them sink through, so that by the time I'm putting it out, you, my friend, you, my team, would be enlightened by whatever I put through. Happiness is not a destination. It's a journey. It reminds me of my friend Nelson. We went out to do some shoe shopping. It's quite a rhyme there, shoe shopping. You know, I majored in English, so I did look at a pair of Jordan 4s. Not my favorites. I'm a lover of Vans. I love Vans so much. So I looked at the Jordan 4s and I felt like I needed a fresh pair. But when I asked, the price was quite so high. It was expensive. And sure, I did have the money to get myself the pair of shoes, but that would be expensive because I won't mention the price. I mean, we are from different regions. If I do mention, it will be kind of insane, but it was expensive, way above my budget. But my friend told me, that's Nelson. He was like, bro, you want the shoes. You do. I mean, you stepped into this store because you wanted to get yourself a new pair of shoes. And when I looked at these pairs of shoes, I felt happy. That was the feeling. Joy. So when I looked at this pair of shoes and I compared them with the amount that I was going to pay, they did not look alike. They did not actualize. Some form of arbitrary stuff, because the amount was quite high, but the feeling, it was so fulfilling because it was giving me joy. Looking at this fresh pair of sneakers, one of a kind, one that I would really love to put on and fit them with my outfits and probably look good. So the feeling that I get from looking at this pair of shoes, according to Nelson, is incalculable. I cannot calculate the amount of joy. Sure, someone would say, maybe I would say at some point I'm so happy, at some point I'm averagely happy. But in my case, I believe happiness is incalculable. Joy, anger, it's something you just can't calculate. So when I looked at these pairs of shoes, not being a guy who's not into numbers, I didn't look at it at the price perspective. I looked at it at the feeling that it was giving me, and the feeling was joy. I can't calculate joy, you know? I don't know you, team. I don't know you as the listener. What makes you happy? Is there something that you look at? It is so expensive. It is way out of your budget. But it gives you happiness. So one time when you have enough finances or let's say resources to get this item, don't look at it at the price point. Look at it as the feeling, because happiness is not a destination, it's a journey. Towards your journey, you need to be happy. Reminds me of the song Live Your Life by T.I. featuring Rihanna. On the intro part, T.I. does a little bit of speech and he asks, "You keep on looking towards your life, trying to work hard to get to the top. You sacrifice so much things. At some point in your life, you always wonder, could this be the end? This is one of the harshest and the hardest part of my life. You always think that this could be even the last day, but you end up being successful. You end up having a better alternative, trying to make yourself happy towards the end. But when you get to the top and you finally have it figured out, you have everything that you've been working so hard for. How do you get your happiness back? How do you get your life back?" So that kept me thinking. I did not start this podcast for numbers. Neither did I record because I wanted to feel some type of way. I did this because it made me happy. Talking to you, team, makes me happy. And that is the reason why I am back. This is the season 2, and this is the first episode. We are back. I will be recording, and I will be sharing my insight from time to time. Be happy. Always stay blissful. Remember, happiness is not a destination. It is a journey. So take this journey with a leap of faith. Don't try to calculate and justify everything around you. Be happy. Let the feeling flow. And always remember that happiness is incalculable. Do not calculate happiness. This is Danton Macau. Be sure to follow my Instagram, and I will drop all the links on the description of this podcast. And I am so much happy to be back. I am super emotional right now, and I don't know who is listening. I don't know where you're listening from. Are you next to me? Are you far away? Wherever you are, be happy. Don't wait to get to that destination for you to be happy. Start being happy today, no matter the situation. Free yourselves. Danton Macau.